From one literary giant to another, we're joined now by our friend Will Grozier, cab driver in London by profession, but a great reader by passion. We talk to him from time to time to get his book recommendations. Will, so good to be back with you.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks.
It's been far too long.
Far too long. And before we get to your books, what do you think of the... What do you think Dmitri Nabokov ought to do, since they're kind of asking for advice?
Keeping a very simple take on this, if Nabokov couldn't do it, then neither should we. The fundamental question is, was Nabokov capable of destroying this manuscript in his lifetime? Was he physically capable of that act? But obviously he was filled with doubt, and so my guess is that if we were to read this in its proper context, he's really saying this is too big a decision, but to me, I leave it to my heir. And obviously, Dmitri is now wrestling with the same problem.
Will, what are you reading these days?
Well, what I'm reading right now is it's a book by a young man called Robert McFarlane called The Wild Places, and it's an excursion into what remains of wilderness in the United Kingdom, which isn't very much, as you can probably imagine. And he has a wonderful prose style. He has a wonderful turn of description. And it's really about a journey that he makes across the western and northern parts of the UK to discover what's left of this sceptred isle. And he talks about writers such as John Fowles and a guy who rejoices in the name of William Least Heat Moon, deriding the UK as being paved over metropolis. And and he sets out really in a journey to discover if there's any truth in this negativity or whether, in fact, you know, the wonderful wilderness that used to exist across the whole of this British Isles still exists. And he does. He finds finds pockets, and he organises the book into a series of paragraphs that run something like island, valley, moor, forest, cape, summit. And so each piece of wilderness is given its own its own chapter. And for anyone that's seeking an escape from the winter urban blues, it's a wonderful book to take you on a journey into the countryside.
Now, you never read more than just one book at a time.
No, that's true. I was bogged down in a parallel race between T.C. Boyle's Drop City and an English author called Kate Moss, spelt with an E. What she does in this book, Sepulchre, it's essentially informed by the power of the tarot, and it's following two parallel stories, one in the late 1800s and a modern-day heroine who happens to be American, so I think that'll be very reader-friendly for your folks over there. It's not profound literature, but it's a very well-told story, and it's a great page-turner.
We got out some of the reviews. News of the World calls it essentially a meaty Da Vinci Code.
Yeah, it was a little bit more to it than that, because I know you have reservations about that particular oeuvre, but...
Oeuvre, thank you. Yes.
Well, oeuvre, I think, is something that I picked up from Ron Rosenbaum's rant. I just want to pick up on some of the back jacket notes.
Yeah.
Sorry, I have to just go back to Robert McFarlane.
Oh, yes, The Wild Places.
Our old friend Will Self.
Yeah.
Has
Whose novel, great novel about the London taxi cab driver who inherits the world, yes.
Exactly. It was invited to pronounce, and he says, a beautifully modulated call from the wild that will ensorcel any urban prisoner wishing to break free. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, I know this man is a wordsmith par excellence, but ensorcel? I had to go to an online dictionary, and it's a derivative of Old French to bewitch.
Oh. Ensorcel, okay.
Ensorcell.
All right, thank you. Ensorcel, because I'm going to start using it a lot. you're also reading a T.C. Boyle book, right?
I have just completed T.C. Boyle's Drop City. This was a publication in 2003, so it's not that old, but it was set back in the 70s in the heydays of the hippie communes in California. Mm-hmm. And it's fundamentally the story of a hippie commune that implodes on itself, as these things did. They then make the long trek to Alaska to escape persecution by the Californian authorities. And it's the story of a fur trapper who is living in Alaska. The sparks that fly when these two diametrically opposed elements of society come into close contact.
What did you find, as the French say, ensorceling about this book?
His construction of plot, his attention to detail, his observation of character. I've read one book by him before, just Talk.
Yeah.
And I thought, this is a writer worth reading again. Mm-hmm. And I was not disappointed.
Well, Will, you are always a source of ensorcelment.
Ensorcelled.
Yeah. Nice talking to you again, Will.
And you, Scott. I hope to see you soon.
I hope so. Will Grozier from London.
Thanks, sir.
Always a pleasure. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. Have a good weekend. Ensorcel yourselves. I'm Scott Simon.